Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Happen to talk that. Welcome to Talk That Talk Tuesday. This is Beth, aka Be True, and it's gonna be a fun morning. Excuse me, I'm uploading Prince music. I know I should have done it early, but I thought I would have it completed before the beginning of the show in celebration of Prince being on the Jimmy Kimmel Show tonight, live in full effect. And those of you that are attending the concerts, Andy Allo, Prince's protege, and Prince and MPG, which will be behind her show at 6:30, Noah Pacific Standard Time. Y'all have a blast. Have a blast at the taping of the live taping of the show. We will definitely be looking forward to it tonight. Those of us that will be watching via online or TV, so it should be an exciting night. But hey, what about that debate last night? Did you all enjoy the debate or what? It was awesome. Thumbs up to both the POTUS, President of the United States, and also to Mitt. You know, I'm on team Romney, but I'm a big fan and love the president. And my mother said that I predicted that the president would do good. Well, you must be living on Mars. Even aliens know that the president is good when it comes to foreign affairs talk, right? That's where his strengths are, like a lot of those that have been critiquing the debate have said. And they both did pretty good. Mitt Romney did awesome. And also, both of them focus on their strengths. They stay focused on how they would have a president, how he deals with international affairs. GOP candidate Mitt Romney, he focused on how he would deal with foreign affairs. And I love the way he kicked it off by talking about you never know when it comes to international affairs. We don't know when it comes to homeland security. Look at how people are just going crazy, how bad the crime is and how crazy people are just every day doing American national news. So we never know what to expect, you know. So international affairs, we know that. We have to stay on our P's and Q's just overall dealing with international affairs. And not just dealing with, terrorism threats, but dealing with how we do business internationally. And that's one thing that the president is good at, how he handled international affairs. Remember, what was that, last year, a couple years ago, when he went on this, like, almost two-week tour of the world, making sure that a business affairs was intact. You know, but one thing about Mitt, which he, you know, one thing, you all heard what I heard, but then also when the experts critique the performance, they all pretty much focus on president did a wonderful job, but they also love how Mitt Romney, you know, he talked about how he would deal with international affairs, but then he also would easily go back to how important it is to focus on getting America back on its feet so America can really be strong in regards to international affairs. You know, because I'm 44, so as I was growing up, America was always looked upon as the leader of the world, the one where everyone looked upon to. You know, and a lot of other countries, it's good that they're strong and thriving, but America's always been looked at as, hey, America is awesome. So America is like a champion, like Cowboys are America's team. I guess America's like the world's team. And I know many countries, even those that are thriving and doing really good economically, will love to see America back on its feet doing good also. Because one thing about it now, the truth is in the pudding, that America has always been there for other countries and will give money to other countries. But, you know, America don't want to be to the point where we can't do anything for anybody. We, you know, America got to take care of itself also. I mean, I guess I'm just talking, but they did a great job, both of them. They didn't throw mud at one another. It was a debate, so of course they presented it as a debate, and so that's what debates are all about, right? Just going at it, saying who's going to be the best. So most experts gave the president an A or A-, and most experts that I've read or seen, like on World News Now on ABC, asking A's for the president, A-, B and B-minuses for Mitt Romney. But, you know, I give them both a thumb up. You know, they did a wonderful job. The president is, I was talking about Prince being on Jimmy Kimmel. The president is scheduled to appear on Jay Leno on Wednesday night. So he and Jay Leno always have a hoot of a good time, do they not? Shout out to my friend in the UK, Ebony Empress. She's tweeting early this morning. I don't know if she's listening. And I'm not on the switchboard yet because a Prince song is uploading literally as I am talking. And so as soon as the song finished uploading, I will be on air. This is a first for me, you know, because I really thought it was going to upload quickly. And, you know, that is something that the staffers will tell us, you know, do all your uploading way in advance. And I usually do that, but I was like, wait a second. I need to upload a Prince song. I should be back to unlimited uploads tomorrow. So, but if you want to tweet Ebony Empress, her Twitter name is More Being You, at More, M-O-R-E, B-E-I-N-G-Y-O-U. So if you want to follow Ebony Empress, my dear friend of the UK, who not too long ago visited America for the first time in Miami, the city, the sunny city, the fun city of Miami, Florida. And wow, did you all hear I talked the other Saturday? Oh, man, she really had a fantastic time here in America. And I hope that my first visit to the UK, whenever, hopefully not too far away, would be fun like her first trip to America. But again, her show airs today also at, well, I know it's 8 UK time, and usually 4 o'clock, 2 o'clock or 4 o'clock, because sometimes I listen to her at 2, sometimes at 4, usually at 4 o'clock my time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time. So but go ahead, if you have a listener profile, chat with me in the chat room, interact with other hosts, interact with Ebony Empress during her show Real Talk. She has two shows, one on Tuesday and another one on Thursday. And her shows are always a blast. Interact with male and female from all around the world, UK, America, and all other countries. She has a great listener base. Also, just like, you know, we both have a pretty good international listening base. That is what's so awesome. Like I have a strong listenership from a base in Europe, and she has a strong listener base from right here in America. Matter of fact, one of her co-hosts is a gentleman based in Texas. You know, everybody wants to talk about love and relationships, and that's the topic, you know, tomorrow here on Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, Matters of the Heart, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports airs on Wednesday. So feel free to call in tomorrow, because pretty much it'll be general conversation. I like to have topics, but pretty much be general conversation. Pretty much on the theme of the holiday season, the fall, winter season, and so on. But I like to hear feedback from the listeners and those that I'm chatting with in the chat room. So sometimes when it's just like, okay, whatever's on your mind, whatever's on your heart, call in, chat with me. Last Wednesday, a gentleman, which is also a host of a show, the Dr. John show on Blog Talk Radio, and also he has a YouTube show that airs every morning at 2 a.m. Central Standard Time, I believe. He lives in Minneapolis. Outside of Chanhassen, close to where Paisley Park is located. So he called in and had been chatting with me in the chat room, and he called in and talked about his experience going to a private concert for Prince's international fans at Paisley Park. So that was a really neat story. Those of you who tuned in and caught that, did you not have a blast? That was a fun show. And then also, he should call in again because he also sells sex toys. And you know Belinda Bostic from Slumber Parties by Belinda Bostic always updates us on regards to what is hot in regards of the erotic, / intimacy industry, which never bored me. I always get excited. I can't wait till my friend, my play sister Nikki Roundtree, who owns Just Because here, novelty shop, come and be guests, because we're gonna have a blast of a good time. You all, you want to hear a success story? Nikki's story. If you have a story to share too, don't hesitate to share it. Okay. Well, here's a PSA. I thank you all for tuning in to Talk That Talk Tuesday.
Me. I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Please. Don't come to the conference.
Okay, that's a dance of Legend Jam for one of my friends on SoundCloud.com. Awesome, awesome is it not? Whoa, where's the incense? Where's the air spray? I know that is funky. Funky, not with a F-U-N-K-Y, but a P-H-U-N-K-Y, capital letters. So just getting ready, you all. I know my purple family out there, purple peeps, and those of you who just want some of that purple passion, got to tune in to Jimmy Kimmel Live. I know he has good ratings because I love his show, but his ratings are going to fly tonight because the purple one, the royal one, Prince, and the NPG, the new power generation, and his protege, Andy Allo, will be in the house in full effect. So that is going to be an awesome gig tonight. So excited because it's not only a performance, and you know how rare Prince interviews are. It would be a sit-down interview, and Prince is always throwing down all types of knowledge up on us when he does interviews. So can't wait. Should be a blast. Shout-out to Prince and MPG. I know you guys are listening. And to the whole purple family. See, there's a purple campaign going on also. And I know many other Prince friends, like I can say I'm a friend of Prince's, even though we had never met in person. We've known each other for a long time. But I am a fan and supporter and lover of his music, like many of you. And thing is, this is a purple campaign because it's time for Prince to get that Hollywood Walk of Fame star, just like it's time for Kiss. I'm campaigning for kids, too. There's a Rock On campaign going on because Prince, the kids also need to be inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame also. So there's some campaigning going on. I'm not alone because there are others also that are campaigning for these guys to get what's time for them to get. So just so on. I know we're supposed to be talking some serious stuff, politics and other stuff, but, you know, We gotta have fun too. Talk Tuesday. And also, I'm checking out something. There's a conference going on that will be going on real soon. After months of anticipation, the October 24th Texas Conference for Women is finally up on us. So those of you that are attending the Texas Conference of Women, I would love to be there because seems like it's going to be such an inspiring conference. So they're so excited to meet all of you in person, those of you that are attending, because there are so many amazing speakers and at this event, and it's just going to be an amazing event. And, of course, the First Lady of Texas will be all up in there, First Lady Anita Perry. But there are so many amazing speakers speaking at this event that begins in Austin. And that's Austin at the Austin Convention Center, and this is the 13th year of that event. So checking out my email, that was an email that I just got, so just want to remind you, some of you might be right there near Austin, and it just, you know, slipped your mind. So if you can, do your best to at least make it to one or two of the events during the conference held at the Austin Center. And also, I'm looking at something. Denise Austin's morning stretch is on Tuesday. That's what she calls her newsletter on Tuesday. And this is a comment I want to share quickly because it's about finding the perfect gym. And Denise Austin says, this is her fitness flag, find the perfect gym. If you never belong to a gym or have never even worked out at one, the prospect of signing up or a membership can be scary. Which one is for me? When should I go? What do I do when I get there? Believe me, you're not alone. It can be a bit overwhelming at first. But like everything in life, all it takes is practice, and you'll be an old pro in no time. Because a gym or health club is such a great resource for getting in shape, I encourage you to join one if you can afford it. I promise that it would be money well spent. Just keep these details in mind when you go gym shopping. Number one, Denise Austin says the location. It's extremely important to choose a location close to your home or work or somewhere along your regular daily route. you know, that way it's not out the way, and, you know, you won't be like, okay, I can't go today, it's out the way. If it's not convenient for you to get to the gym, you won't go. Choose one that's simple to get to, rain, shine, or snow. Ask neighbors, friends, or coworkers for information on where they work out. Hours, the same goes for the club hours. Is it open when you need to go, and how crowded is it as the staff, or better yet, visit during the time you'll probably go and see for yourself? Like, Anytime Fitness is a gym that you can assess 24/7. You know, the gym I go to is it is part of the farmer's market, and it is a gym. Honestly, the membership is free. And the if you have looked at my pictures, where, you know, with the permission of the executive director and the other young lady that run, assisted her,